Bava Metzia, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Ches. This Mishnah is going to be a list of items for which one has to pay a penalty of 1/5. The Mishnah begins, Chamisha Chumshenhein. There are 5 instances for which one has to pay a chomesh, a penalty of 1/5. And as we pointed out before, that a penalty of 1/5 is actually 25% of the principal. It's considered a fifth only because when you add on the 25% onto the principal, it's a fifth of the total. So there are 5 different categories of fifths, which I guess is a sort of an interesting turn of phrase, five of fifths. There are 5 categories of fifths. Now, the first is actually going to be a group of items that all involve something related to truma, and those are all considered one category, one item. Ochel truma, somebody who eats truma, or utrumas meiser, or if he ate trumas meiser, that's truma meiser, that's the truma, the 10% that's taken off the meiser that's given to the Levi, utrumas meiser shall demai, or trumas meiser is taken off, that one takes off when they have, dealing with demai. Demai, of course, is produce that one purchases from an Am Haaretz, somebody who is not believed to and necessarily took off trumas and meisers, and you have to take off trumas meiser from their produce. V'hachala, or challah is taken off from dough and is supposed to be given to the Kohen. If one eats that, also they have to pay a penalty of a fifth. V'habikurim, and also bikurim, the first fruits are given to the Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. All of these items, if they are eaten by a non-Kohen, by a Zar, most of Chomesh, he has to pay back to a Kohen the principal plus a penalty of a fifth. That's one category of the 5 Chumshin. The next is Vapoda Netarevoy Umaiser Sheni Shalo. Somebody who is redeeming Netarevoy. Netarevoy is the fruit from the 4th year since the planting of a tree, of a fruit tree, that has to be brought to Yerushalayim or has to be redeemed and the money brought to Yerushalayim. Umaiser Sheni, or Maiser Sheni as well. Maiser Sheni also has to be eaten in Yerushalayim or can be redeemed and the money brought to Yerushalayim. Shalo, if it belongs to him. If it's his own Maiser Sheni, his own Netarevoy, Mosif Chomesh, then he has to add a fifth when he does the redemption. He has to add a fifth along with it, along with the principal of the redemption. That, of course, is, as we said, Shalo. It's only if it belongs to him. If he's redeeming somebody else's, he does not have to add on a fifth. A third category is Hapoda Es Hekdesho, somebody who redeems Hekdesh that belongs to him, that's his Hekdesh, that he was Makdish, he has to add on a fifth when he wants to redeem the principal. The fourth is Hanene B'Shav Putim and a Hekdesh, somebody who has been Moal, it's called. He has benefited from a Shava Pruta's worth from Hegdesh, Mosif Chomesh. He has to add on a fifth. That's part of the penalty process. He also has to bring a Karban Asham as well. Vagozel es Chaveru Shava Pruta Vinishbalo. The fifth situation is where he has stolen from his friend at least a Shava Pruta, worth Pruta's worth, Vinishbalo, and he swore that he did not steal it, and then he afterwards admits it. Mosif Chomesh, he needs to pay back to his friend the principal plus a fifth. That's in addition to the carbon that he has to bring as well.